You and celebrity chef Nigella Lawson may have something surprising in common.
I do love cooking a lot, and I would love to spend hours in the kitchen, but my life doesn't really mean that I can afford an awful lot of time, and I don't want to eat less well just because I've got less time at my disposal.
If that is you, don't worry. Nigella Kitchen, her new cookbook, includes chapters with names like Hurry Up, I'm Hungry! And it's filled with quick recipes for quality meals.
I call anything quick if I can get a meal on the table in under half an hour. However, a lot of the meals I get ready in a hurry, frankly, are under 15 minutes.
Could you do this scallops with Thai-scented pea puree in 15 minutes?
Oh, completely. I mean, this is a particularly easy dish to do when you're really up against it because it uses that great ingredient, a frozen pea.
And you mean like the bag of frozen, like with the green giant on it or something?
The sort that you might put in your knee if you were to hurt it playing football. Exactly that one.
Okay.
And, you know, we have in fish and chip shops in England, we have something called mushy peas, which I'm afraid is far too lowbrow for NPR, but there you go.
You can't get lowbrow enough for me, Nigella. That's all there is to it.
And really, it's like a pea puree, but not a pea puree that you would get in a swanky restaurant. It's still got bits of kind of nubbly bits and rough bits of the texture. And what I decided is, wouldn't it be quite nice to borrow some flavouring from a paste I always have to hand, because it lasts for ages, and that's some Thai green curry paste. So I cook the peas, and I put them in a blender with some Thai green curry paste and a bit of sour cream, and I cook the scallops really just very simply in a little bit of oil and butter. And they take, depends what size they are, but I mean, it's, you know, generally speaking, I'd say about 2 minutes a side.
And you've there's a photograph here. It looks like you've browned them ever so slightly.
Well, they're so sweet. They caramelize slightly. What you have to do is not stir fry them exactly. Let them sit for long enough, 2 minutes each side, so they actually get golden a little. Whereas if you stir fry them, they will cook, but they will never develop that teeny bit of caramelized crust, which is greatly to be desired.
So leave them in place, but just for that right
amount
of time.
Exactly. Okay. And then very tenderly turn them after 2 minutes. And once I finish cooking the scallops, I plate them up and then I squeeze lime juice into the pan, and the scallopy juices and the butter together with the lime juice form a really rather fantastically light, tangy sauce.
I like that you say that this Thai curry paste that you use in the pea puree is something that you ordinarily have around the house anyway. It's something you just like. It lasts a long time. I suppose somebody making this recipe might substitute in their own ingredient there that they always have around the house.
You could easily. The important thing to remember, I think, is that cooking is about balance, and the scallops are sweet and peas are sweet, so you need to provide some counterpoint to that.
Is the tarragon chicken, which is the next recipe we're going to talk about here, also one that's based on stuff you tend to have around the kitchen anyway?
Yes, but this is really my quick version of a traditional French recipe, which takes hours. And all I do is put a bit of garlic-flavoured oil, which I always, always keep in the house for those times when I feel too frail to peel a clove of garlic, and there are such times.
Okay.
And I cook a chicken breast. You know, first I put in maybe some spring onions or scallions with a bit of dried tarragon. So first I cook that, just a teeny bit, just for a minute or so, just to flavour the oil really more than anything else. Put in a chicken breast. Then after 5 minutes, turn it, and so it will have scorched a bit on one side. And then I splosh in some dry white vermouth, bit of salt, and then I put a lid on the pan and I let it simmer very gently for 10 minutes, and because of that it keeps the chicken breast tender. And then the minute it's ready, which will be ready then, so all I do then is take out the chicken breasts, bring all the chickeny, vermouthy, tarragony juices to a bubble, add a teeny bit of heavy cream and then a bit of fresh tarragon and pour that over the chicken. And it is so soothing. It's comforting, and yet it's delicate. And normally comforting food tends to be heavy. And this is, it's a sort of contradiction in all ways. It's light, but it's slightly rich. And it is delicate and yet comforting.
You know, I love that these dishes, when you look at the photographs of them, they look fancy. The ingredients sound fancy, but in the end, this is, as you've said, comfort food. This next one here, chorizo and chickpea stew. I mean, chorizo, it's basically bits of sausage, really tasty sausage.
Yeah, it's sort of Spanish sausage, and my chorizo and chickpea stew is entirely a store cupboard standby for me, and it's just incredible. So all you do is you get your chorizo, this fantastic paprika, really deeply orange sausage, and I cut it into coins and then I cut it in half, just because later on I want people to be able to just spoon it into their mouths. I put it without any oil into a pan, and then I throw in a bit of sherry and it kind of bubbles up and then it bubbles away. I then snip in, I found recently, some canned cherry tomatoes, which look fantastic. I mean, they're no more trouble to have in the pantry. Put those in. I like to have a bit of dried apricot in as well, just because I like that slightly tart, fruity flavour with the rich heat of the sausages. Mm. I just snip them in. I just hold them above the pan and use a pair of kitchen scissors. You know, that's how I do it. And, you know, a bit of water, because it's going to bubble away a bit and will evaporate, so you don't want to have too little juice. And 5 minutes, I mean, everything is already cooked. I've got some chickpeas I forgot to mention. Chickpeas or garbanzo beans, no. Are they not in your neck of the woods? And that's five
Either
minutes
way.
To heat up. That's done. Really, what have I done? Open some cans and stir a pan. It's not difficult. And there's something about suddenly the fantastic sort of salty, chilly smell of the sausage, and that sort of riot of orange and red and gold in the pan that is just uplifting.
Nigella Lawson's latest cookbook is called Nigella Kitchen, and you can find some of her recipes at npr.org. Thanks very much, as always.
Thank you. Sorry, I talk far too much, as always, but then you don't do a bad job of that yourself.
We're glad you're listening to Nigella Lawson Talk on this public radio station, one of more than 700 locally operated public radio stations across the country. You can also follow this program at npr.org, smartphones, iPad, Facebook, Twitter. We're at Morning Edition and at NPR Inskeep. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
Nice job, Steve. Oh, Montaigne, of talking.
Oh, thanks.